Steve, AgConnect Expo 2011 here in Atlanta. You guys have one heck of a booth here. You brought quite a few pieces of equipment with you, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, Randall. When you look at it, we've probably got about a dozen pieces of equipment here to match a wide segment of the market. And really, that's what this whole AgConnect show is about, is to bring customers in, the growers, giving them an opportunity to see the variety of equipment that we offer for a real wide spectrum of solutions for the crops that they may grow or the livestock that they may be producing. And that's one thing that has happened here pretty successfully, I think, throughout the day. As we look around, we see a crowd that's been pretty diversified through the AgConnect group and the Farm Bureau folks, bringing us a pretty good crowd of folks to be able to work with and being able to represent our product.
You know, when we take a look at the pieces of equipment you have, I mean, as you said, you diversify quite a bit as far as the number of things that you have here. Crops, doesn't matter what it is, you're being represented.
For the most part, I'd say that's correct. When you look at the crops and the diversity of crops we see throughout the United States, and specifically right now today in the southeastern segment of this country where we're at today in Atlanta, Georgia, we've really got a broad range of products here to represent the markets that we see today, with maybe the exception of cotton. Cotton's an extremely strong market this year, and unfortunately, we've retailed everything we have. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, that was my next question, actually. You know, we know when prices are up, there's a little more money around. Guys are looking at equipment. So obviously, you're getting a little more interest at this time.
Well, yeah, absolutely. When you look at the cotton market, it's been really strong over the course of the last few months, and I think that's really been indicative of the market and where we've seen things going this last year. We've been really encouraged by that, and it's been a great market for us. And cotton has always been a good crop, and as they look through the South, you know, cotton is king. So they've done a really good job of marketing the cotton, and I think as you look here, we've got a lot of crops and a lot of products that really complement the cotton market as well as the other crops throughout the country or even the livestock segments.
Now, I realize this question could really vary in your answer, but I realize you get a lot of folks that come in, you get a lot of questions. What are some of the major questions you hear from some of these guys?
You know, that's an interesting comment, because as you look at the questions that folks are bringing to us today, those questions really relate more around productivity and efficiency and what that technology that they're seeing does to improve those two areas. And I think as you look around, not with us, but other folks that you see here as well, technology is really the key here that we're all focusing on to allow our producers the ability to be able to do their jobs more effectively, and not just effectively, because sometimes that's just a buzzword we all use, but really from an efficiency standpoint, less fuel, less trips, less manpower, less labor, less fatigue, the things that really make a difference in a day, to really bring it back to the bottom line, to allow those customers to do more acres in a day, to do it better, and to get higher yields.
When we take a look at all of it, there's, of course, some guys that can't always be here. But if they want more information about any of your equipment, I realize they can stop by their local dealer. But other ways they can find out more?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're available through our dealers, obviously. That's our main channel on our network, and they do a great job for us. But you can always find us at johndeere.com on the Internet. We have a broad range of websites out there. We're starting some social applications as well, and we'll be hitting those in the very near future, too.
Sounds good. Well, Steve, good to see you. Hope you have a good show.
It's been a great show. We're keeping our eyes open and looking at this as a real opportunity for us. Thank you.